the cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Howdy, friends. This is Baxter Black, close personal friend of Andy and Jim Nelson. We're telling you to stay tuned and stay with us right here on Clear Out West Radio, the cowboy's voice.
That's right, close personal friend Baxter Black. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. I sure miss him.
I do, too.
I miss that old boy. Doggone it.
We're missing a lot of them.
We sure are, aren't we? Yep. But they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's
Well,
file.
I think you should give us a report on the Ranch Rodeo.
On the Ranch Rodeo. It was outstanding.
Instead of Farrier's.
End of report.
Outstanding.
That was outstanding. End of report.
There you have it.
All right. Now, Farrier's file.
Well, let's just remember the basics.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of newfangled thoughts and ideas out there that are floating around.
Sure.
And newfangled tools.
You betcha.
Yeah, that'll help you put a shoe on level and straight and in balance, right?
Right. Yeah, right. The carpenter can't blame his tools, okay?
When it comes down to it, the basics are still the basics.
They are.
You know, you shoot at your horse, you look at your horse,
right,
and see how his conformation is.
Sure.
And instead of trying to reinvent the wheel and change your horse so he can slide 27 feet.
So right. So right.
Let's just think about our horse when we put the shoes on.
You know, that is just so right. You know, those of us that are looking for the bigger, better, faster, stronger gadget, or those of us that aren't pleased with the outcome of what we're doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah.
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 Practice your skill.
Give your horse some relief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let him tell you how to put that shoe on.
Outstanding.
Yes.
That's some great information there, big feller, and thank you for Farrier's file.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us and they want to say, hey, I just bought this new set of nippers, how are they going to get a hold of us?
Are they sharp?
Yes.
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right, if they would like to request a Dick's pick.
D-I-C-K. @clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. My GE nippers work just fine.
They're great.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Best thing invented since sliced bread.
You got that right.
Ooh.
I do have a set of diamond nippers that Dad gave me that are still outstanding.
They were?
Yes, back then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's have some music.
Oh, what you got?
Eli Barcy is riding along with us. Yep, she's going to hitch her wagon to a star.
Little girl from the great white north, so many dreams that she can't contain. Waiting for that open door, then her life will never be the same. Little bundle of American cash, a bag of clothes and an old guitar. Down the highway in a Pontiac, 1,000 miles doesn't seem that far. When you hitch your wagon to a star, you're gonna reach no matter where you are.
get your wagon to a start. So many struggles along the way. Gotta hang in there for one more day. Not gonna settle for this old backyard. Hitch my wagon to a star. You gotta reach no matter where you are. Hitch your wagon to that golden star. It's never too late to make your mark. Don't be afraid to raise that bar.
From Eli Barcy. You betcha.
You shucked her down.
We're celebrating Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, I like
this
it.
This week.
Yeah.
That's right. And let's get back to some of our quotes here.
Let's do that.
All right. If you made a list of all the things that you could be thankful for, the list would undoubtedly be longer than your misfortunes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is a true statement.
That's an eternal list.
Yeah.
Because different things on a different day.
Right.
And we just keep adding to it.
What am I grateful for today? What am I grateful for tomorrow? Then I know you're grateful for the same things, but.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right.
A thankful receiver bears a plentiful harvest.
Mm-hmm.
William Blake said that.
Oh, Willie did that.
Yeah, Willie did.
Oh,
yeah,
what a guy.
Yeah. I like this one. Be thankful for what you have.
Mm-hmm.
You'll end up having more.
Yeah.
If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough.
Isn't that the truth? Be happy with what you have.
What we have.
You know, that brings me back to the first world and third world problems.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, right, right. First world versus third world problems, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't have hot water.
I don't have a Wi-Fi signal.
What the heck?
What the? I'm going to go. Okay, you're right. You are absolutely right.
You know, there are people, a majority of the people, I would venture to say,
right,
out there in the world that is wondering where their next meal is coming from.
Yep, that's exactly right.
And if this glass of water is safe to drink.
Right, right. We have been hungry, but we've never known hunger.
Never.
Ever.
Ever.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we did go shoeing with Dad.
So we were hungry.
We got hungry.
We were hungry. But then again, there was always a bologna and hard cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
At some point.
Or sardines. Vienna sausages.
Vienna sausages, sardines. And
smoked
once
oysters.
In a while, a smoked oyster.
Every now and then.
Every
those were a luxury.
Yeah, right. Or kipper snacks.
Or kippers, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I still hate those things.
I eat them all
you
the
do.
Time.
You got used to them and you love them.
Well, let's go back to the first Thanksgiving.
All right.
You know, did they eat oysters?
Probably.
I'm sure they did.
They probably had lobster.
And had a little lobster to go along with it.
They had native people to help them so they didn't starve to death.
Well, yeah. See this? You can eat this.
This is good. You can eat this. Right. Exactly.
So let's go back to the first Thanksgiving.
Amen.
Let's eat lobster, oysters, clams.
Yes.
Let's do that.
I'm with you.
Sign
Absolutely.
Me up.
Couple of more quotes.
There
you
go.
Franz Gilparser. He said, drink and be thankful to the host.
Yeah.
What seems insignificant when you have it is important when you need it.
Amen. Man.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are something.
Listen to this one. Victor Hugo said this, to give thanks in solitude is enough. Thanksgiving has wings and goes where it must go. Your prayer knows much more about it than you do. Yeah. We're going to ditch out to another cowmercial, and when we come back, Bax has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.